This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bang.
And we're looking up everything.
Today's search term is amateur.
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 For those out there who pronounce it like that, which is probably, hopefully, no one.
Webster's Dictionary.
Oh, boy.
Defines amateur, actually, with kind of a negative connotation,
okay.
Right? Like, it sort of implies, I mean, you hear amateur in any context but porn.
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't know what you're doing.
You're
like
a dummy.
Amateur hour.
You're a novice.
But in this case,
wait,
I think,
is novice the right word? Did I use the right word?
Okay, yeah, cool. New. Right. Newbie.
Yeah.
I think
I have a lot of malapropisms, and sometimes you point them out.
I am known to point them out. Yeah. I'm a dick, is what we're saying.
You're
I'm
smarter
a wordsmith.
Than me.
I'm a word warrior. I care about what words
a word
are.
Word wizard.
And you should know that I Google words like once a day to be like, am I saying this right? Am
I
using this?
Wait,
I always check.
I do that too.
I check all the time. I'm like, perfunctory. Am I?
I literally was just thinking about this last night because I Googled Bastion. And I was like, am I using this correctly?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, no one can see my Google history. Because if people see you search like Bastion definition, they're like, she's new.
Yeah.
What a
she's
novice.
A robot.
What an amateur.
What an amateur, truly.
Which brings us to our topic today. So yeah, I started to say that like it's like the word layman, which actually just means like person who does it as negative as it sort of sounds, which means like normal person, like everyday regular guy, who's not like an expert in the thing.
The everyday regular guy.
So I did Google that definition, just everyday regular guy. I'm gonna see myself out. But in the porn world,
yes,
there is an appeal,
yes,
because it implies like authenticity,
real sex.
Yeah, like because these
regular aren't people,
professionals.
These are just like you and I making a sex tape, throwing it out there.
You and I making a sex tape, Rachel. It's about time.
I birthed it into the world, so it's gonna happen. Manifest destiny.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a category of pornography that features models, actors, or non-professionals performing who this material is not their only paid modeling work.
That's how it's officially defined. And I think a lot of people look for this term, like, again, like seeking that authenticity.
Yeah.
And probably like trying to get away from some of the same like mainstream tropes.
Right.
That we're sort of,
poking
we talk about
at.
A lot. That
yeah.
like you're avoiding the like crazy, scary, like boob jobs. You're avoiding like the relationship just like in the sex of like I found her and I destroyed her.
Right.
Stepmom.
Yeah, that you see a lot in mainstream porn.
Right.
That said, there is a lot of like mainstream porn that purports to be amateur that isn't.
Right.
In my research, I looked for I was trying to find stats and I bet you have them because you're always good at finding them.
You know how horny I am for stats.
Yeah. But like I found a ranking site for like best. It was like a headline. It was like best amateur porn. And the first three fucking things on it were like browsers.
What?
And I was like, this is not amateur.
That's not the point. Yeah.
So I disregarded the whole article.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you where it was.
Okay, cool.
It was bullshit.
Fuck them. So yeah, it's a you know, hotly debated term, right? Because like amateur should
really
mean.
I love that one
mean
of your favorite phrases on the show is hotly debated. Because it's like a little sexy.
Yeah, it's hot.
Hotly debated.
That's right. Because, yeah, it should be people just like you and I uploading stuff to tube sites with like Pornhub.
And it sometimes can be that.
Right.
Like if you find a Pornhub like verified, it means that the identity of that performer has been confirmed.
Right.
Like the same way that you can get verified on Instagram. It's really like, are you famous enough.
Yeah.
Although it's easier to get verified in Pornhub because you really just have to be this is who I am.
I'm sure it is.
Like, I am the person in the video.
Yeah. Mark_222 is verified.
Yeah.
My fave.
Yeah.
So, some stats. Pornhub's amateurs, models, and content partners uploaded an incredible 4.79 million new videos, creating over 1 million hours of new content to enjoy in the year 2018.
Yeah.
4.79 million new videos. That's insane.
Can I also give you a stat that's not specific to amateur, but that I found in my amateur search, but it's just like worth sharing if you give a shit about porn, which you probably should if you listen to this podcast. In 2018, we transferred 4,403 petabytes of data, which equates to 147 gigabytes per second. That's more bandwidth than the entire internet consumed in 2002.
Holy shit.
So like and this is porn specifically. So in 2018, we transferred more porn in a second than the whole internet did in 2002. Y'all be wanking.
Wow.
And we're proud.
And we're, hey, and so are we.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And a lot of it are people that are, you know, posting amateur bits.
Yeah. I feel also like, again, going back to how like browsers tries to be amateur, the trope of it, right? Like the trap also.
Yeah.
Different, very different words.
Yeah. Similar.
In sound.
They both have vowels.
Yeah. The problem with like actually not amateur porn.
Yeah.
Is that it's like not any better for the performer necessarily. Mm. Like if it's the aggregate, like just putting it out there and it's not necessarily like vetted. The other trick with amateur porn is you got to be thoughtful about like whether it's like who's actually participating.
Right.
Because as we said, it's easy to be verified on Pornhub. So a guy could be verified for his revenge porn.
Yeah.
You know, like what we look for in amateur porn is like pleasure and agency by both partners or all partners, depending on how like how many people are having sex in the video.
Yeah, it's tricky because like,
hold for dog.
It's tricky because, you know, the idea of amateur porn in itself is that it is like inherently ethical, right? Because it's
right. That's the assumption.
It's the assumption. But there is times where like, you know, if I took a video of like me and some guy like secretly like having sex and I uploaded it and like I said it was an amateur vid, like that's totally wrong, you know, without that person's consent. And which gets, you know, you mentioned revenge porn.
Yeah.
It's a term.
It's one of our terms.
It's a term we're learning. We're going to learn it right now. It's the distribution of sexually explicit images or videos of individuals without their permission.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of celebrity sex tapes are revenge porn.
Yeah.
So don't fucking watch them because you guys are, you know,
contributing to a really unhealthy.
Yeah, that's terrible.
System. And you can argue that like, oh, Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton have like benefited from, but like it should always be their choice.
Yes.
And if like Paris Hilton leaked her own sex tape, good on her for her weird but effective branding strategy.
She distributed it.
But like if it's actual like revenge porn, that's probably the darkest thing you can do to someone aside from
evil.
Actual abuse, like physical abuse against them.
That is evil. How dare you?
Yeah.
So don't watch it. Don't look at someone's lubed knee.
I'm trying to guess like what you're saying.
Leaked
nudes. Leaked nudes was what you were trying to say.
Nudes.
We're having a great day.
We've had a lot of caffeine.
This is the second episode we've recorded and the last one. I could not get a single word out.
We had to turn off the AC.
Now it's Rachel's turn.
We're sweating.
We're high on heat in the New York 90 degree vibe. Which also like reminded me of, I think, the thing you posted the other day about like
pay for
porn and tip your cam girl because she turned the AC off
in order to like, shoot
your private party sesh or whatever it is, which brings us to the point that camming is actually a great source of amateur porn.
It really is,
and it's booming right now, I think, because of that authenticity factor and the like the realness of it. A friend of mine is a now retired cam girl based out of Denver and taught me a bunch of fascinating things about like actually how much hunger there is for female pleasure out there.
Right.
and that what she found with her fan base, and she was quite big, like we're talking like front page of Chatterbait in its early years.
Oh, wow.
That like really people wanted to see her pleasure.
Yeah.
And that there was like actually a very supportive community on sites like that, that the performers support each other, and that fans and performers often serve as each other's moderators, meaning like they sit in the chat room, and if anybody violates the rules that performer has in place, they're kicked out. Like she did a lot of weird stuff. Like there was something about like my other friend like told me that she was watching her session once and that somebody got on and was like, "Ooh, ranch dressing on your toe," like something. Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, get him out of here." And my friend who's the performer was like, no, that's his thing. Like his thing is ranch dressing. So he's allowed to have that kink. Yeah. But she has like very clear guidelines about like no fat shaming, nothing like this.
Right.
Like no calling me a whore. Like she had specific things that were not her
rules.
Thing.
Right.
And like often her husband would sit in the room and kick somebody out if they violated that rule.
Yeah.
So that
what a supportive husband.
We will like endorse as like if you happen to be into camming, by all means.
Love cam
girls. And while you're there, tip her.
Yes.
Tip cam girl. Tip your cam boy.
So some history.
Yeah.
About amateur.
I love history.
Pornography. So basically, as long as there's been cameras, you guys, there's been amateur porn.
100%.
Basically, since the introduction of the Polaroid cameras in 1948. You know, amateurs were allowed to self-produce pornographic images without the need of like sending them somewhere.
Not so much allowed as enabled.
You're right. Yeah. But like you didn't have to send your film somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, you could take a picture and you're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And then there was camcorders, obviously. Mm-hmm. Camcorders came around. And then I think there was actually like... there was like a downfall of porn because people were making their own porn.
Yeah, actually, like the downside to this, we've talked about this when we did our vintage episode.
Yeah,
that like amateur porn kind of brought about the end of the golden age of porn.
Right,
because there wasn't a need to like buy or go to like a theater and like see a film that was like produced.
Yeah,
And like shot and edited.
Right,
because you could just like make your own.
Right. And then you could also
the internet also was a big part of that.
You could put them at like your local video store.
Yeah.
Homegrown Video was the first company to release and distribute these types of amateur adult videos commercially, established in 1982.
Oh, there you go.
In 1991, there was a Boston Globe investigation, and the video store proprietors reported that between 20 and 60% of video rentals and sales were adult amateur home videos.
20 to 60%
of video.
Great detective work. It's very broad.
I know. They tried.
Well, listen, they did. The fact that they're investigating this at the time is cool.
Yeah.
Wait. So this is 20 to 60% of all video rentals are adult video.
Were adult home video. Amateur home video films.
Of all videos.
Yes.
That's stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes in line with the fact that like porn accounts for more than Amazon and Netflix and like something else combined. Yeah. People want to watch porn.
Yeah. And then tube sites happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, people user uploaded amateur pornography, and those have become the most visited pornography sites on the internet.
Yeah.
So maybe they're causing the downfall of porn.
And we should just end the episode here.
Thanks for listening. I'll see myself out. No, but, you know, I also think that there is like, there's now like these people who are becoming like amateur porn stars.
Yeah, like going back to the cam girl thing,
right?
It's a passage of power.
Mm-hmm.
Like anytime a new trend emerges or a new industry gains traction, there's gonna be another industry that suffers at the hands of it.
Right.
Meaning, like,
true.
Green energy is theoretically like, or some people believe like green energy is like putting coal out of business.
Oh,
let's
sure.
say. But like that's an archaic energy source. Sorry, not sorry. And we just have to like transfer over. When like planes were invented, everyone's like, oh no, but what about trains?
Yeah.
And there is like a difficult transition there.
Right.
But
hey, we're still using trains.
Yeah. Well, we're still using trains. And it just means like moving industry and growing industry, and the individuals that are employed by those industries probably suffer the most.
Right.
But the hope is that with the growth of amateur porn, the downside is like it hurts the like scene world. It makes like, you know, like kink.com, for example, used to be this like titan of the industry, and they've had to like scale back in different ways and like rethink their strategy.
Yeah.
But like there will always be porn and the potentially
there will
like,
always be porn.
There will always be porn. Hopefully the benefit to this shift is that mainstream porn responds and has to become more authentic.
Exactly.
And to be more inclusive.
We see real
and
bodies.
To like include real bodies and real passion pleasure. Yeah. And real pleasure and real presence.
I really thought you were going to say pleasure at the same time. And I'm sorry that I talked over you because I thought we were going to do a really cool thing where we like, said the
pleasure.
Same thing.
Pleasure. Here we can do it now. Pleasure. Mm. We did it.
It was satisfying.
You know, I really, I think I was like, wait, don't say the same thing she's going to say. I like moved away instead of moving toward. okay. And just driving home again that like, you should do your own homework and be thoughtful about like what you are consuming, because even if you're not paying for it, more so if you're not paying for it, you're contributing to a system and you are consuming in some way, whether it's out of your wallet or not.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been our soapbox. I'm always on a soapbox on this show.
You live on a soapbox.
I live on a soapbox.
You just carry it around.
But listen, I'm really fun at parties.
She is. I can attest.
Except for when I get too drunk and get on a soapbox.
Yeah. And then there's no way in hell you're picking her off of it.
And then I'm just there until I'm blacked out and it's late.
It's true. Okay.
Cool. This has made me feel good.
Do you have a showdown?
I do have a showdown.
Let's do a showdown.
Let's do our search term. Okay. I actually have so many.
Oh.
So let me be like choosy here.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start with drunk anal. Parenthetical, short.
Not long.
It's short. Don't worry.
It's not long.
Get in, get out.
Yeah. Why?
Why is it short?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I originally saw it and I was like, drunk anal. Of course it's short. Because I was like, because it got messy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
But.
Because I was like, if he's drunk, he's certainly not coming.
Yeah.
If my history has taught me anything.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like they just aborted and were like, this is a mistake.
Yeah. They're like, weren't you drunk?
Yeah.
His dick's soft. It's not staying in.
Yeah.
I'm pushing it out of my butt. It's not going well. But hey, babe, we tried. We tried to make a porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, next one. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a good one. This okay, important to note.
Okay.
This is the first fucking one that came up.
What is it?
And that is like a testament to my algorithm, you know?
What, but you've been searching?
I couldn't tell you why. The title is Biggest Fucking Load of Life at 12:40 Custom Hoodie Fucking Video.
What?
It's just a girl wearing like a fuzzy hoodie. Getting fucked.
And then there's a biggest load?
Biggest load of life. Maybe this popped up because like recently I was
searched like
I found like a craziest cum shot.
Compilation?
And, like, needed, like needed to like click on it to find out what it was for a different episode.
Yeah.
And so now they're like, she loves loads. Oh my God,
hoodie.
She loves loads. Why the custom hoodie?
Yeah, why is that included?
I don't know.
Maybe it's for the people who are concerned about what the girls are wearing in porn. There are those people out there.
I mean, John Gabris.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he had a cardigan thing, a cute outfit and
glasses,
a cardigan.
You know?
Yeah.
Girls in glasses.
Next, we have extreme risk with anal sex on a beach. People nearby, real amateur.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Risk.
Yeah.
Extreme
high risk. It's just people fucking on a bitch.
The stakes are
beach,
high.
Fucking on a bitch. Fucking on a beach.
I mean, yeah, that's a high risk because... Can you, first of all, sex on a beach is risky because you've got some
sand.
Exactly
the thing. They're like, extreme risk. We could get caught. And I'm like, also...
Well, you could get sand in your butthole.
You're going to fucking hurt your ass.
Yeah.
That is the opposite of what you want to do.
No.
You want lube,
and also,
not like
sandpaper. Like, did you bring lube to the beach?
Yeah. Because sunscreen won't cut it.
It's not going to feel good.
But that texture's going to change.
Yeah.
It's gonna,
very quickly.
Going to have some weird booty snot happening.
But maybe it smells like, you know...
Yeah. Yeah.
Coconut.
Okay.
Hawaiian
next.
Sun. Hawaiian Gold. What is the brand I'm thinking of?
Hawaiian Sun.
It's like, you know, that one.
I think it's Hawaiian Gold.
Oh, is that? It's like smells really nice and fruity.
Yeah.
Anyways. For your next beach vacay. They make lube.
They make lube. They will. And we'll advertise them.
Yeah.
Best cream No.
What?
Best cream pies ever. I'm Selena. Watch me push out cum.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Selena? Wow.
Hey, I'm Selena.
Hey, I'm Selena.
Watch me push out cum.
I like this. It's an introduction.
Yeah, it's so friendly.
It is.
It's so friendly.
Do we think that Selena actually uploaded this video?
Question number I don't one. Have the video in front of me, so it's okay, hard to right. say.
Hey, I'm Selena.
I don't know. I do. There were a couple that came up that it was like, I just love a dick. Like where it is sort of trying to be from the like voice of the woman.
Right. Right.
Like, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
It's hard to know unless it is like a cam girl or like a verified person who's like, right. Hi, I'm Selena.
Yeah.
I cam girl. My big thing is cream pies.
Yeah.
Like, sure. This Selena is probably exists, but yeah. I don't know in this case.
Yeah.
Who posted it. And I didn't look at the handle and I should have. Okay. I might keep this up. IDK yet. I might keep this up. I don't know yet. It's just people fucking. Yeah. I might keep this up.
Yeah.
I might keep fucking you. I just don't know yet.
Or she might just, hey, it's going to get me to watch the video. I need to know.
I just don't know.
Do they keep it up?
I think they do.
Or is she talking about her amateur career?
Yeah, or someone's dick.
Yeah.
I might keep this dick up. I might just
whisper something foul in his ear and just kill it.
Just kill that boy.
And there goes the wind of the sails.
Send it inside out. Send it indoors. Probably. Okay, next up, possibly my favorite.
Okay.
Lacanian psychoanalyst and Freudian ideological rough sex. Get ready for it, Rachel. It is a 3-hour and 17-minute video. What's more, it's a lecture. So there is this thing. I, full disclosure, was searching for these titles on set yesterday and sharing them. So I got some input. Mm-hmm. That like there's just like full-blown movies on Pornhub because
it's a tube site.
Because it's a tube site and it's less like vetted slash like hunted down.
Right.
Than like YouTube, where like you try to watch something, it's like this content's no longer available because like Viacom found you.
This professor,
Lacanian psychoanalyst and Freudian ideological rough sex, and it's just like guys with head mics on.
They just didn't.
Like talking like with their papers in front of them.
I like to think that it's absolutely not about rough sex.
Yeah,
and they just threw rough sex in there just so it would come up and to get people to view it. But it's like actually like
I think that's the case. Yeah. I can't say that I watched the lecture because I did not have 3 hours and 17 minutes to spare.
Oh, you didn't? Okay,
believe it or not, I didn't have time for it. But I mean, Lacan versus Freud could be to do with rough sex because they both have some really, like, Lacan, okay, here I'm a nerd, taking classes on
she
both.
She did just push up her glasses at the same time she said, here I'm a nerd.
I was scratching my nose. I'm a nerd. Lacan used to, like, use psychoanalytical theory to hit on women.
Oh.
Like, in the back of a cab, he's like, well, the thing is, blah, 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 and would, like, coerce them into fucking him. I don't really like Lacan.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
my feelings about him personally.
Okay.
And Freud, of course, like studied a bunch of sexual stuff. Like,
right.
You know, like Freudian complexes and like parental, like object relative desire. And also the like wolf man. Like why did this rich guy want to fuck his maid?
Right.
Stuff like that. So it could be like about rough sex.
About rough sex. But who's got 3 hours to kill?
Who's got 3 hours? I'll watch first 15 minutes.
If you missed the
know.
Lecture, it's on Pornhub. So.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God. In case you were sick that day.
Yeah.
They'll send it out. It'll be a link from Pornhub, but don't worry.
Yeah.
Just a lecture.
The last one I want to feature is actually a whole channel that probably many of you have heard of if you're on the in, if you're in the know.
Yeah.
But I just want to talk about him because I think it's so funny and brilliant. But this guy, Ryan Creamer.
Oh.
Do you know him?
I don't know Ryan Creamer.
Oh my God. I'm so thrilled to introduce you to Ryan Creamer, okay. Rachel. His whole thing... is just like 15 second videos that just make a joke of the tropes of porn. And they are what they say. So like, for example, I tuck you in after you have come. And it's just him alone wearing like a like Argyle cardigan sweater and like just tucking in a thing. He has a like kiss you goodbye compilation. It's just like him like kissing you on the forehead goodbye.
Yeah.
I hug you and say I had a really good time tonight and then I go. I ride in a taxi and don't have sex with the driver.
What a good guy.
There was one that I'm not seeing the title here, but it was something to the, I deliver you a pizza and don't put my wiener in it.
Oh, bless his soul.
I, your stepbrother, decline your advances, but I'm flattered. And there was one that was like boss and secretary enjoy a healthy working relationship. And it's just like 15 seconds of like, would you like anything while I go to the break room? Yeah. Like, that's it. I think there's also one that's like, I walk in on you.
Yeah.
And escort myself out.
What a dream of a man.
Dreamy man.
Oh, Ryan Creamer.
Oh, he also, there's one that's just like, I take a shower and there's no funny business. And it's him in the shower in his sweater with the water on, just like lathering up,
God.
Fully clothed. Great stuff. He takes a great concept and like really builds it out. And kudos to you, Ryan Creamer.
I'm subscribing.
Yeah.
Should we take a quick little break?
Let's take a quick little break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
We're back.
What a cute little break that was. They're always cute.
You know,
they're always little.
Fucking adorable, Rachel.
It was the fucking sweetest break.
Look at its tiny little butt.
I know. Just want to give him a little kiss. Tuck him in. Like Ryan Creamer. Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about is a vid from Make Love, Not Porn, which I'm so excited to talk about because from the title, you would think that it's anti-porn, but it's basically, it's pro-porn, it's pro-sex, and pro-knowing the difference.
Yeah, there you go.
And
a great platform.
It's an incredible platform, started in 2009 by Cindy Gallup, and it's literally just a platform to show your like ethically consensual made sex videos.
Yeah. Can I give you a little folklore about Cindy Gallup?
Yeah.
As told to me.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman's like a power player in like the ad space. Mm. Like she is a business career woman and very impressive. And like works in the corporate space where like this kind of thing isn't super kosher slash like talked about, even if people do what they do. But when you're in media in like a corporate environment, it's not typical to be like, hey, by the way, I'm going to make some porn.
Yeah.
And she, because she's this like boss bitch, the folklore as told to me and as I've like read about in interviews is that like she would be like fucking these younger men.
Yeah.
And they'd be kind of doing it wrong because they all like learned from porn.
Right.
She kind of put it together that this entire generation of like men actually younger than her had learned how to fuck by watching mainstream porn.
Yeah.
And then I was like
doing it right.
Problematic.
Yeah.
So she wanted to launch this platform to sort of address that issue and kind of did so in the face of, you know, that being a sort of revolutionary thing to do, given her background.
Yeah.
So the site is all people uploading their own videos.
Yes.
So you know that it's vetted because of the platform,
mm-hmm.
But also the handles themselves are vetted. We actually met someone. I know a couple of people who work at Make Love Not Porn who have talked a little bit about their process.
They can't just upload anything.
Yeah, you've kind of got to like create a profile and provide some info and sort of be vetted more or less. It's a lot of couples.
Yeah.
It's a lot of solo performers who like bring in different partners. In the case of,
it's very diverse.
Some of what we're going to talk about in a second. Yeah, yeah, it's diverse and it's
inclusive.
It's very like real.
Yeah, super real.
Yeah.
There's this little quote about like what the difference between the two of porn and Make Love Not Porn is, and it's, she says like, porn is performative, manufactured entertainment. If porn is the Hollywood blockbuster movie, Make Love Not Porn is the documentary.
Yeah.
Which I really liked.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks to exactly what most people looking for amateur porn are looking for. Is that like authenticity?
The realness.
You might
of
have
it.
Like a voyeuristic approach to it where you like want to feel like you're watching something real.
Yeah.
And that, you know, this
raw
feeds that in a healthy way.
Yeah. And they're ethically in that, like, they share their 50% of profits.
They shave their sometimes not. They share their profits.
They share their profits with everyone, 50%.
Yeah.
With people who post their bids.
So the platform is making money and the performers.
And the performers are making money.
Or the whatever you call them when they're just not, you know, having sex with their partner.
The users.
The users.
Yeah.
The participants.
Exactly. We're going to talk about two.
We're going to talk about two videos. Briefly.
Briefly.
The first is
Born in Heat, which it's a Belgian couple. They've been on Make Love Not Porn since 2015. It's a video that's tagged as clit-tastic and intense, which clit-tastic is a word that I'm adopting.
we use that now. Feel free to do the same.
Yeah, clit-tastic.
Yeah, the cool
sex
like,
should
the
be
the labels slash tags that they have on Make Love Not Porn are great fun. Great fun.
Yes.
Much like clit-tastic as a word is. There's also, I also just like copy pasted their like list of tags that they included with it. Kinky, passionate, yes, handy, nipsy, me time, blowjob, from behind, rough, coupled, Belgian, tender, toy time.
Yeah.
And those are all things included in this video.
Yeah.
We have a lot of blowjob stuff happening.
Yes.
We have some belt play.
Yeah.
Where the guy's—
there's a belt around her neck throughout the whole video.
Yeah. So there's one belt around her neck.
Yeah.
He also uses another one like around her midsection while he fucks her from behind
and uses it as like a harness.
Leverage. Yeah, it's like almost as a harness, but he like uses it to like leverage while fucking her. I
he
love when I use my body to demonstrate a thing.
Yeah,
and
like we
make
the listeners,
our engineer, uncomfortable, but no one can actually see it while you're listening. Just know that it's good, clean fun.
They use a dildo, which I love. I love a toy. I love any use of a toy. I think it's hot.
Yeah.
I especially love when a partner is using it.
Yeah,
you know, and it's not just like someone alone with a toy.
Yeah.
I loved this. She came so many times before he came.
Very intensely.
So intensely. At one point she was like yelling. Her legs were shaking.
Uh-huh.
He was like, and it wasn't just from like penetrative sex. He was using his hands a lot.
Yeah.
He was like using the toy. He was using his mouth.
Yeah.
It really was like, it was so incredibly centered on her pleasure. Even though she was like the submissive.
Yeah.
There was at one point she was like sitting on like the coffee table in like a meditative state.
Yeah.
While he was just like teasing like her nipples.
Yeah.
That was like so sexy and like, you know, like rubbing her clit and like vigorously.
Like
this was like the kind of like, I was like, this is the sex that I like to have. Like when someone's like fucking using their muscles and their arms or straining to like rub someone's clit, I'm like, yes, that is exactly what I need. Like that is
that's
the kind
what
of,
my hand does.
Yes,
I'm
exactly.
Filling myself off.
I'm getting
of, like, this
Charlie
is how
horse,
I come.
You
like,
know,
this is crazy.
Right.
But
and like people
felt
can come
like real,
all different ways, but like this specific to me, I was like, this is the kind of sex that I'm having, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, she was just like going to like another place with these orgasms. Mm-hmm. It was intense. Like her body was like, her legs were shaking.
Yeah.
There's no face fucking, even though it ends, there's like a lot of blowjobs. Like there's no like fucking in her mouth, which I never actually want to see.
Yeah. You have to be very careful with that kind of thing.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I like it, but it's not something that I need to see anytime there's a blowjob, you know?
There was also a bunch of dildo play.
Yes.
It started there and I was like, wait, what's happening? For a second I was like, is she in a Sibian? But no, she just had a dildo that she sort of rode alone, like on a table.
Mm-hmm. While
and
he's
then,
jerking off and watching, which
hot. Yeah. So hot. And then he fucks her from behind and then like fucks her with the dildo.
Yeah.
And then goes around and she sucks him off while she just like still just has the dildo in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like very creative couple.
I know.
These are kinky couple. Not necessarily like so edgy or like crazy, but like explorative.
Right.
And the thing that I liked was that it wasn't super linear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of porn is like blowjob, cunnilingus, sex, sex, sex.
Yeah.
If you even get the cunnilingus.
Right.
And this was like, you know, dildo play,
blowjob,
fuck from behind,
yeah,
hand stuff for her,
right,
blowjob, more fucking, you know, yeah, it like broke it up but in a way that was like...
Be creative.
Yeah, creative and interesting story. And like felt like real sex to me.
You know?
Like the build felt real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah. Anything you didn't love about this video?
No.
This particular video? I think the only thing for me is it did have like quite a slow build to begin with.
Yeah.
And I actually think that's great for some people that mm-hmm. they like a sustained like amount of tension.
Right.
For a while, I was like, I don't know, eager for it to like build more quickly.
Yeah.
But that could just be like the state I was in when I watched it.
Yeah.
That I was like, had been watching porn and was like, let's get to fuck it. You know?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. I would have liked more
but it totally
spanking.
Satisfied on that front.
Yeah.
Eventually, it just had like a slow build. But yeah. I think a lot of people are here for that. So mm-hmm. I still heavily endorse.
I loved the pulling on the belt around her waist really fucked her from behind.
Yeah.
That's super hot to
I've
me.
Never done that. I want to try it.
Oof. I had a partner who used like a pillowcase. Like took a pillowcase off and like whipped it around my like hips and like pulled. It was sexiest thing.
Okay. Well, I'm trying that.
Yeah. It was the sexiest thing ever.
Cool. Making plans.
Write that down in my...
So we covered two videos from Make Love Not Porn.
Yes.
Just to demonstrate that there's like different kinds of stuff out there.
Right.
And to put a couple different like channels on your radar in case you are...
Right.
Looking. So the next one is Von Betty,
mm-hmm.
who I believe is a solo performer.
Yeah, she has a couple different partners.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like in her videos, you see different people showing up.
Yeah.
The description for this video, Valentine and Jessa felt drawn to each other for numerous reasons, being queer people of color, tattooed, babes who supported each other from afar, and all around sexy people who felt it was time to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, Jessa and their partner were in town, Portland, Oregon. So you can find that. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Do you want to know where we live? Here it is.
Here it is.
For a convention, it was a beautiful sunny day and we wanted to explore some outdoor sexy times.
Yeah.
Reed was super helpful and held the camera while Jessa and Valentine explored and admired each other. Everything was negotiated, no fluid exchange due to not being able to verify testing on paper.
Oh.
And from then it was a moment of authentic giggling, validating one another and still having an amazing time. It's truly, truly beautiful watching us connect.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Like this is true amateur
yeah.
vibes, meaning the sound isn't amazing.
Yeah. It's
like I kind of wanted to hear them because they do have this like playful, giggly thing where it had the feeling of like new partners.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, hey, we're going to do this thing. And it's kind of crazy, but it's
weird.
Also hot.
Right. There was like a level of awkwardness there.
But it was playful
uh-huh.
and like believable.
Right.
And though you couldn't like hear things well, you could see plenty and like really
right.
follow their sort of adventure together.
Yeah.
They're outside. They're on like mm-hmm. a bench. They sort of talk and like tease each other a little bit and then start fooling around. And then I will say that like the video is primarily, now I don't know which is which, but primarily Von Betty. I think Valentine is Von Betty.
Yeah.
Pleasuring Jessa.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to know that like it's Jessa's partner behind the camera.
Oh yeah.
Because the camera follows the action and like, you know, not in any expert way, but like there's some close-ups and there's some like, oh, we're going to come around to this side.
Yeah.
That feels like voyeuristic in a way that's probably like hot to many viewers.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate that like when you're on Pornhub and watching something that's like theoretically amateur.
Yeah.
And you're like, who's got the fucking camera?
Yeah.
Like who, what
who's
guy
there?
Is this? Because a lot of times in those videos, like the guy will be like, yeah, like turn the camera and like show your pussy. Like give these like really, it just like defines mm-hmm. male gaze. And I don't know the gender of the person
right.
behind camera, but because we know it's a partner,
right.
it just feels better. And actually even kind of like fun and like almost cuckoldy.
Right, right.
You know, like there's almost a vibe there of like, you get to watch what I get
like
to do.
Open.
And because the video is so much about Jessa
mm-hmm.
and their pleasure.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. Like this is someone's partner just like watching their partner have their like clit played with, watch right. them like get fucked slash like fuck receive. This person with a strap yeah. on mm-hmm. and like I think come to some like pretty fun orgasm.
Yeah.
It's a really sweet, like playful video.
Right.
And Von Betty I found like just really endearing.
Yeah.
Like
she's got a lot of videos up.
Yeah.
She's...
She has a lot of videos up. As noted in the description, this is a queer person of color with like a ton of like awesome cool I also tattoos. Like wrote specific notes about yeah. the tattoos.
Yeah.
There's a Donnie Darko rabbit on yeah. Jess's thigh that yeah. is like such good work.
Yeah.
Like so detailed and like well done. There's like some great like leopard print. Like the, they yeah. both have just like stunning tattoos.
Yeah,
also at one point
tattoos too.
When Jessa straddles Valentine or Von Betty
mm-hmm.
and like rides the strap on, they seem to make a point to like get their weave out
yeah,
of the way.
Show,
so you
yeah,
see this incredible back like back tattoo.
Uh-huh.
So if that's your thing, this is also a yeah. great video for you.
Two really beautiful bodies.
Yeah. Yeah, really wonderful.
Yeah.
Anything else about this video you liked or didn't like?
No, but I was just going to say, speaking of two beautiful bodies,
let's talk about Leo Lulu. Okay, so
we couldn't do an amateur video without talking about possibly the most popular amateur couple out there, which is Leo Lulu.
Yeah.
They're a French amateur couple. If you've ever searched for amateur on Pornhub, they're going to come up first.
Yes.
Because
they
their
have
bodies.
Instagram ready fit bodies.
Yes.
They're
absolutely models.
Yes.
And they never show their faces.
Yes.
Which is insane.
I don't dig.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. And I think it is a career. I mean, presumably right. they are professional models.
Yeah.
So if like they.
I'm going to assume.
We're going to assume. Just
those
based
they
on what
they
look like
not,
and how they
be.
Present. Like they are missing an opportunity. Yeah. Much as we respect your work in porn.
Yeah.
She has like an insane ass, like one
oh
of those
God.
Like that you're just like how
her body's
did you
perfect.
Achieve this like
her
with working
perfect.
Out like crazy abs. This particular video starts with her on her back
mm-hmm.
and it's just like ab flex time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like God fucking
her perfect boobs
damn
her
it.
Nipples are pierced.
Also the true fans know that Leo Lulu have come up in the past because there's like an epic queef
yeah.
that happened in one of their videos that I replicated I think in our cheerleader episode
yes.
if you listen to the end
yeah
which I respect mm-hmm. I respect that they had a queef happen in real life and just like kept it because
yeah.
they obviously could have cut it out or like made a different video
yeah.
but you could just like find this queef happening in like coming out of the most perfect stupid body
yeah.
you've ever seen
yeah. happens to
so
the
I like
of
that
us.
That made me like them more where
yeah.
it's like I have a love-hate relationship
yeah.
with Leo Lulu where like sometimes right. I'll go to them when I'm like drunk and like sharing something
yeah.
pretty and
yeah.
dirty and rough.
Yeah. Yeah, I do tend to like their rough videos more than just like,
same.
You know, just
yeah.
look at our bodies.
Yeah. And we talked about like
yeah.
their videos don't always centralize her pleasure
yeah.
as much as we would like.
I'm never really sure if she's coming.
Yeah. It's that pretty thing.
Yeah.
Coming is ugly.
Yeah.
Coming is complicated and like
yeah.
messy and like we make crazy faces and if you can't even
yeah.
see someone's face, like the
yeah.
times that she has like maybe come, it's certainly not like full body crazy.
No, and
leg
it looks like it's
stuff.
Just from like getting pounded, which
yes, like they
can
would
happen
have
to
us
people
would have us believe
told,
that, that this person gets off just with penetrative orgasm.
Yeah, I've
which
never experienced
I have a
it.
Hard time.
Yeah.
believing on its own.
Right, because this particular video that we talked, which is rough sex in bed for young horny couple. He touches her clit for maybe a couple seconds.
Yeah.
You know,
it's Rachel and I texted about this a little as we were like selecting our videos.
Yeah.
And we chose between one that was specifically, you know, like a 7 to 9 minute video.
Yeah. About
of
anal
him
training.
Like,
yeah.
yeah. It's anal training and also him like pleasuring her. So it's
right.
more about like
her
clit
yeah.
and then him like working his dick into her, ass. Forgot the word for ass.
Asshole. Yeah.
Asshole. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But opted for this one just because I have to be true to myself and say that like this is probably the
looking.
One I would jill off to.
Yeah.
There's some sick doggy style at the
yeah.
end of it.
Yeah.
It's not quite when Rachel was like, he never touched a clit. I was like, yes, I agree. There is that problem.
Yeah.
There's, you know, the thing is, there's about as much as one gets in like pretty heteronormative sex.
Yeah.
Where a guy's like, I touched your clit a little and like warmed you up.
Yeah.
And therefore my job is done. I'm just going to fuck you.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, bro.
No.
You got to spend 45 goddamn minutes.
Yeah. And then
you
got to
be consistently doing that throughout the
yeah.
sexual experience or else she does.
Yeah. Or else sit back and let me get out a power tool.
Yes. because yeah, or I'm like coming. Then like make a good relationship with my dildo.
Yeah,
become friends.
I'm coming if we're doing this.
That's what's gonna happen. Also, like the frustrating thing about the like missed opportunity with them is that like they have such hot doggy style.
Yeah,
it's not, and there is some of it, but like it would not be that difficult for him or her
to
get her clit involved.
Yeah.
It is open for the taking.
It is right there.
Yeah, it is handy.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah. Just reach around.
But yeah, they're fucking beautiful people.
They are. And he, I have to say, I'm impressed at like, he comes and then he keeps fucking.
Yeah, what?
Hard,
is
too.
That, does he take a pill?
I don't know.
Do we think? Because that is a rare phenomenon for a dude to keep fucking after
as
coming.
We've talked about this.
When we see like, him come.
Yeah. It's like most
then
of
he
our
just
personal
like,
experiences.
Continues
like,
to fuck
don't
her.
Touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it.
Yes. A lot of guys like come and are like, ah, like yeah. super sensitive. Like,
yeah.
But if I suck a guy off and then like
yeah.
he finishes and I try to just like keep it going, a lot yeah. of guys will fully like,
yeah.
like freak out and yeah. pull back, you know?
Yeah.
So interesting yeah. there.
But I don't know. But
also, we can totally
like,
figure out who this guy is because he's got some notable tattoos.
Thigh tattoos.
His
I know.
He's got actually a tattoo very similar to mine. He has a UFO.
Oh.
On his thigh, and like a banana. What else does yeah. he have? They're weird. They're like yeah. single tiny ones.
Uh-huh.
They all look like impulse tattoos, uh-huh. but there's like seven of them on his thighs.
Yeah,
but maybe he never wears short shorts.
But then it's like, how do I search for that? You know,
what
hot sexy French model.
No, I just mean like if you saw him in real
oh,
life.
Oh, yeah.
Like I had a brief moment of being like, I'm going to be at some cafe in Paris and some guy's like shorts are going to hike up and I'm just going to scream Leo Lulu and like out him, which wouldn't be kind because you should never out anyone against their will.
I know.
But I will like, but maybe what I'd actually do is like give yeah. him a wink and be like,
if
love your work and then
just
slide away into the marketplace.
Right, exactly.
God, I'm so cool in my fantasies.
You really are. In your trench coat, like dusts in the wind.
Yeah, I'm naked under that trench coat. And maybe I fuck them later. We don't know.
And now you're in an amateur video.
And now I'm the star of yeah. a Leo Lolo film. Yeah. And they're like, what's this not nearly as attractive person doing up. In this video?
My thing is like, if they just came out and said who they are, it would be like help to like, you know, destigmatize the fact that like people are sexual. People
yeah.
make porn.
Yeah. And that like amateur porn, verified porn
yeah.
is like a viable hustle and
it
a respectable
is.
One and like should be destigmatized.
Like if they have so like, fucking merch, like they have merch, come out and just own it, you
yeah.
know, be proud.
Yeah.
And like help try to change the tide of like our sex negative world.
Yeah.
View.
If you're listening, Leo Lulu, we encourage you to find your way into the world.
Yeah.
Granted, we're out here like
I know.
Not saying our last names. That's
I
my
mean,
fault. I work yeah. in a corporate space. Hopefully not for long.
Yeah.
We'll keep you posted on
yeah,
that front.
Yeah.
Rachel's last name, phone number, social.
They already know.
JK. You know. Can, if you work not hard at all, find us on Instagram and then you know.
Because
my handle is my last
yeah.
name and
you
it's
all,
very unique and
yeah.
there I am.
You
but yeah, we don't
are.
Want to be Googleable that way. So
yeah.
put us on blast when we're ready for it. Not just yet.
Some more things.
Mm-hmm.
She has this tendency.
Yeah.
The sound that she makes. And I don't know if this is a French thing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had sex with many French women.
Okay. Not many.
Not many. She like kind of makes this sound like it's like oui.
Yeah, she says yes.
Yeah.
She says yes. That's how we like know for
yeah.
sure they're French. She's like oui.
Yeah.
Oui.
But it's
oui.
Like it's like a prolonged oui.
Oui.
It's like oui.
How would you like you don't like it? I dug it.
I mean, it just sounds like oui.
Well, now you're just otherizing French people, but that's how they say yes.
Well, yes, but like...
Well, you know what's funny about it? Like, as I was watching this, I was like, oh, yeah, because she's French.
Yeah.
She's saying yes.
Oui?
But like, I actually don't say yes while I'm coming or fucking.
I don't either.
I say yeah sometimes.
Like, I'm saying a lot of things.
I'm saying a lot of things. A lot
I'm
of directives.
Fuck a lot.
Yeah, I say fuck a lot, too. Because
yeah.
it's honest.
Yeah.
And it's what's happening right now.
Yeah. I'm like,
but
oh,
I don't say a lot of like,
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, a little yes. bit of like a trope.
Yeah.
That's you a, know, to be like, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes.
So when she's like, ooh, I'm like, is it natural?
What does it
for you
sound
to say
like,
yes?
Ooh, like it sounds like.
Ooh,
I guess when you're pulling apart the word we.
Yeah, those are the sounds.
Those are the sounds.
That make up the sounds.
The phonetic.
Yes. I'm trying to like break out how would you multi-syllabize.
Yes. Yeah. Oui.
In our language. Yeah, I don't know. So French people, let us know if it sounds porny to you.
Yeah.
Or if
it sounds real.
Feels authentic.
If it feels authentic. He's saying nothing, and I wish that he would say more.
Yeah, or just like grunt a little.
Sometimes he groans when he comes. He lets out a big groan.
Yeah.
After she goes like back down on him, which I was like, yeah, be more like, there's just a lot of like mainstream porn tropes on this.
Yeah.
On this couple.
Yeah.
Which I wish they would like
mix
it up a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're performing hot straight
sex. Yeah.
But
I'm like, honey, are you coming?
It's kind of limited. It's one kind of thing. It's very mainstream.
Like it's,
and sometimes, as I said earlier, I'm into it.
I know. And me too.
But like if it was less linear and more fun and like crazier and like if there was a little more kink involved, I'd be way more into it.
What if she put a finger in his ass?
Hey.
Just, you know.
Do you think one of them is Leo and one of them's Lulu?
Yes.
He's Leo?
No, he's Lulu.
He's Lulu.
She's Leo.
Sex.
I know. That's what it said on their website anyways. Okay. I went to their website. They have merch. I wasn't lying.
I believed that.
They also have an official Instagram handle, and she's starting her own Instagram handle about her fitness routines.
Cool. Good for her.
You know, when you have a platform.
Yeah, and when you got a body like that, you could sell anything in the fitness world.
Also, funny story, when I was like doing research on this couple, there was an article about someone who was like, I hit rock bottom and I Shazammed a porn video. Because he was like, I watch this couple, and I have to say, they pick some really great music when they edit together some videos, and I Shazammed it.
Did he say what music he found?
Yeah, he
what
like gives
it?
You a list. I mean, it's like
a playlist.
Specific, yeah, it's he like has a playlist on Apple Playlists.
That's porn music.
That's porn music.
Amateur porn background music.
From specifically Leo Lulu.
Wow.
Like he put the work in.
I gotta find that list.
I know.
God
see
bless
if I'm
him. Into it. Maybe it's like some fun French pop.
No, it's
shit.
Like it's like. It's like
Mitski and like it's hip hop.
Yeah.
Is it French hip hop? I want to know about that. What's the band?
Know.
Oh no.
Hmm.
Oh, it was one of my favorite albums of last year, and I'm forgetting.
Migos.
That too. Damn it.
What are you thinking of?
It's the French group that does like. They were on Jimmy Kimmel, like doing like pretty like thorough choreography, and it's. Primarily one woman who I think is maybe non-conforming these days.
Oh, Christine and the Queens.
Christine and the Queens.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the recent album was Chris. See, it's very known. This is not a thing it should have been like hard for me to think of. I'm just terrible at remembering
I'm
bands and shit.
I'm obsessed with Christine and the Queens.
Yeah, so maybe it's some Christine and the Queens.
I feel things in my crotch for her.
Yeah. Or them.
They're them. I actually don't
have
know.
Has she... Just because of Chris, I was like, maybe there's an exploration happening here.
Yeah.
Like the aesthetic around that album made me think that maybe Christine is going Chris vibes.
Oh,
days.
Why? Is it now Chris and the Queens?
So the album that comes up is Christine and the Queens, but the title of the album is Chris.
Oh,
and look at this picture. This
yeah,
is
I mean,
why I
she's
think
like,
maybe this
yes,
person is playing with some gender identity deliberately.
Yeah.
And so therefore I don't want to presume pronoun.
I mean, do you want to know a funny story?
Of course.
Okay. So the reason that I'm super into white sneakers. It all comes back to my white sneakers.
People know, Rachel, no.
Is because I saw Christine and the Queens at Gov Ball a few years ago, and they were wearing this amazing, sexy outfit, which was just like a suit. Like it was a gray, like light suit and just like a white tee.
And white sneakers.
A white tee, like a boy tee, and white sneakers. And they were like Air Force Ones, and it was like the sexiest outfit I've ever seen.
Wow.
And
this is funny because I love a white tee.
Yeah.
Like I've become obsessed with OxiClean because I've started wearing white
just
tees
white
every fucking
tees.
Day.
Yeah.
But you're
obsessed
on the
white sneaks.
I didn't see that concert, but it is like we were both there and we were like, I want you wear the white tee and I'll wear the sneakers.
And together we'll be Christine and the Queens.
Fashion icon.
Yeah.
I'm so ashamed that I couldn't think of Christine and the Queens
by
name, but we got there and I'm really glad we did.
That's what I'm here for.
Are either of these going in your spank bank?
Yeah, I'm going to jerk off to all three.
Yeah.
I am.
Same. Same. Same.
I like amateur.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like amateur, but sometimes I want a story, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I want a story. Sometimes I want a little bit more production value.
I wasn't sure if you were going to be in for amateur because I do know that you like production value.
Yeah.
And every time we talk about porn, you're like, could they be in a nicer apartment? Like you always
I
it's decadent true. Environment.
It's true, I do.
So I thought maybe I was going to be more alone in this.
No, but I do.
Like, believability is like a priority
for
me.
It is definitely something that I'll be like searching for more.
Yeah. And like, let's be honest, Leo Lulu, like they clearly, you don't really see their decadent apartment, but like
but
they're probably
France.
Really nice sheets. It's you know? In France, so it
so
has
it's
to
gonna
be
decadent. Nice.
Yeah. French models has to be doing pretty well.
Yeah.
They travel the world. What kind of merchandise do they sell?
It's like a t-shirt with like stick figures. It says like Leo Lulu.
What?
I know. It could have been a little bit more
There's
original.
Different merchandise opportunities there. But maybe the fitness stuff will expand there.
Maybe they'll have a fit
horizons.
Tee. A fit tee. In that case, sponsor me.
No. No fit tees, Rachel. No diet tees. Bad. Bad. That's the only thing I'll shame on
okay,
this show.
Fine. All right, fair.
No, you're no right. dietary shit.
It's true.
All right, so...
Speaking of fit tees, I gotta go have diarrhea.
Yeah. And so we end. It's all good things do.
With diarrhea.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Just a reminder
like, truly,
to
thank you.
Like, listen, subscribe, comment, rate, review. Follow us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. Actually,
follow us on Twitter.
It's Girls on Pern.
Girls on Pern without the O.
Porn without the O.
Second O. And at GOP the podcast on Twitter. And also, we have a website we never talk about.
Yeah, we do have
GirlsOnPorn.com exists.
Yes.
And you can also find links to the videos that we talk about on that website.
It's true.
We're not always perfectly caught up.
Yeah, but we try.
My fault. But yeah, resources there.
We try.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn.
This has been Girls on Porn. Fuck the GOP.
Love ya.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.